Welcome back to our Paul Bunyan Communications second intermission. Kelly Schultz with you up here in the booth. Down at the tunnel, Kendra Fortin, the freshman out of Thunder Bay, Ontario. And Kendra, your first time here at Laban in the playoffs. What's it been like so far besides the score?
It's been loud for sure. It's a great environment to play in, and I'm happy to have the opportunity to play here.
How tough was it losing Paige Beebe there in that first period to that penalty?
Definitely pretty tough. She's definitely one of our most impactful players on the team, and we miss her on the bench and even on the ice.
For you as a freshman defender, I know I talked to McKenna Deering last night. She said, you know, we've come a long way as freshmen. How much do you think you've grown as a player here so far this season?
Definitely a lot, and I think lots of it's come just from, like, talking to your defensemen on the bench and figuring out what we can do better next shift. But we definitely come a long way, and we have 4 years together with the five of us, which is pretty neat.
You guys are down 5-0. Besides the score, what do you guys need to do in order to, A, protect your goalie, and B, get some scoring?
I think we need to be more connected in the D zone, which will obviously transfer more into the O zone. Other than that, get more shots on net. They're pretty lopsided right now, so that'll definitely go in our favor. And when we get pucks to the net, we need girls in front of the net blocking Blair's eyes.
I think you can do it. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thanks,
Kendra. Kendra Fortin joining us. The freshman out of Thunder Bay, Ontario, has 4 assists on the season.